from KQED.
This is live election coverage from the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer. President Obama has won re-election tonight with big help from California's 55 electoral votes. Dianne Feinstein is also expected to easily win re-election over somewhat token opposition from Republican Elizabeth Emken. We're keeping a close eye tonight also on 11 propositions on the statewide ballot. Joining me now, Mark DiCamillo, director of the Field Poll. And Mark, we have some numbers, but maybe just a word of caution in terms of, you know, don't read too much into these numbers because, we have about 12% of the precincts reported, and we're not entirely sure where they're coming from. Is that right?
It's true. It's spotty reporting across the state. You can look down the counties that have reported over 100,000 votes, and the three biggest counties are just coming from Southern California. You've got 400,000 votes from L.A., 400,000 from Orange, and close to 400,000 from San Diego. So far, though, it is taking on a different shape than it was a half an hour ago. The no side is now in the lead on Proposition 30, 52% to 48%.
That's the governor's tax measure.
The governor's tax measure. And it's a closer race on Proposition 32, the union political contributions initiative. That's also at 52-48 on the no side, a lot closer than what pre-election polls had shown. So because of those differences with what the pre-election polls were showing, I'm still very cautious about over-interpreting this early vote. We really need to get more reporting across the state.
If there is a county, Mark, mirrors that you want more than any other, what is it?
Oh, L.A. County is
just
the biggest
so
county.
Many.
A quarter of the vote is L.A. County. And if you could show me L.A. County now, I think I could call most of these propositions.
And so looking down the ballot, three strikes. That one, despite not knowing where these are coming from and then perhaps being from more conservative parts of the state, Prop 36 still leading by a healthy margin.
That does look like it would be favored for passage, even if this is coming from more Republican areas. For that to be ahead 2-1, I think, is a significant lead.
Another measure we're keeping a close eye on is Proposition 37 that would require labeling for genetically engineered foods. That one trailing, Mark, it looks like about, well, tell me what you see, because we've got a slightly different set of numbers.
58% to 42% on the no side. Again, we're looking at 3.2 million votes at the screens that I'm looking at.
You know, you projected that this would be the first presidential election where more than half of the ballots would be cast by mail. And so a lot of people wonder, well, why don't we have all those counted already? Can't they count those ahead of time? I realize that's really a question for county registrars, but what would you say?
Well, a lot of the mail ballot voters actually wait until the last minute. And I know, people that I know that are close to me, they drop off their mail ballots
at the polls.
And actually, there were some drive-through places in Santa Clara County where you could just drop off your mail ballot at a drive-in location. So all of those votes cannot get counted on Election Day. Obviously, they're very busy on Election Day just setting up the precincts. So those get held for about a week.
And so anything that's really close tonight, as we say goodnight, you may have to count all those provisional ballots or last-minute absentee ballots, and it could be several days.
There could be as many as 2 million votes outstanding by the time the polls or all the votes are counted today and tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, I want to go down to Orange County now. Reporter Amy Isaacson is with the California Republican Party in Costa Mesa. And Amy Isaacson, most of the networks are now calling the election for Barack Obama. Probably not a lot of celebrating going on down there.
Not a whole lot of celebrating going on down here, and I can barely hear you because the band is going through an extended rendition of You Can't Always Get What You Want, which seems to be an apropos song.
Okay, well, that's an appropriate song.
For the evening. Took the stage shortly after Fox News.
Amy, I'll tell you what, we're having a really hard time hearing you over the band, so maybe you can get to a place that is a little easier to listen to. In the meantime, we're going to go to Rafe Sonnenschein, who's executive director of the Edmund G. Pat Brown Institute of Public Affairs at Cal State Los Angeles. Rafe Sonnenschein, good to have you with us tonight.
Good to be with you.
Let me ask you about one of the very interesting and very expensive congressional races that face off of the Ermans down there in the San Fernando Valley. Brad Sherman, versus Howard Berman, two titans are certainly between them. They have many, many years, but because of the quirks in the new top two primary system, they're facing off against each other. What are you seeing if you're following that race? What are you seeing? And if you don't have actual numbers, what has been the tone and the tenor of that race in the closing days?
Oh, the tone's been pretty awful. They're really sick of each other. And, you know, they practically got in a physical altercation, although it didn't really get to that. And essentially, they agree on almost everything. One of them is a classic insider legislator, that's Berman, and the other is a classic constituency guy. And most people think the constituency guy has the edge because most of the voters in the district have seen his name on a ballot before, and it's a newer district for Berman. But if Berman goes down, he's the titan. I wouldn't say Sherman's a titan. He's got a strong local base. It would be a huge earthquake in California, especially if Henry Waxman, who's running not too far away, is apparently in a pretty tight race for reelection as well. That would be two of the biggest Democrats in California history in danger in the same race.
Why is Henry Waxman in trouble? I know that his opponent raised or spent a lot of money.
Well, his district has been redrawn a bit, as many districts have, and it's a less hospitable district. His opponent has tons of money and had the wit to leave the Republican Party and announce that he's an independent and is running a kind of a centrist campaign about bringing the parties together. He's got tons of money for mail and phone calls. I still think Waxman is a much better chance to win than Berman has, but clearly this is the toughest race he's had in years.
Yeah. All right, Rafe Sonnenschein, thanks very much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
And we have one of the other hot races we're keeping a close eye on is the race up near the Sacramento suburbs, incumbent Republican Dan Lundgren in a tough race against Ami Bera, a Democrat who he faced a couple of years ago. And reporter Julia Mitrich is up there with the Lundgren campaign. And Julia, we have some very early numbers. Actually, they're not so early. It's about a little more than half of the vote seems to be counted, and it's about 50-50.
That's right, Scott. Just to correct you, one second, I am actually at the Ami Bera event tonight at the Elks Lodge in
Carmichael. Oh, I beg your pardon.
But I'm going to be checking in with Lundgren later tonight. And yes, as you said, you know, with about 50% of the precincts reporting, there's just about less than a percentage point difference between Lundgren and Bera. And it's been like that, you know, for weeks now. It's been a very tight race. And part of the reason for that, of course, is that new redistricting laws changed this district to make it a less hospitable place for this four-term conservative Dan Lundgren, and perhaps bringing in some younger, more diverse voters, definitely bringing in more registered Democratic voters into this area.
And Julia, just quickly, Ami Bera, a very prodigious fundraiser, isn't he?
Yes, you know, he has raised just about over $3 million himself on this campaign. That doesn't mean he's spent all of it, but that's quite a bit of money.
Yep.
With Representative Lundgren raising just over $2 million.
Yeah, and I think that overall was one of the most expensive races in California. Sorry to cut you off, Julia. We're short on time, but we'll be checking back with you.
Okay,
thank you very much. You've been listening to live election coverage from the California Report. Stay with us throughout the evening right here and online as well at californiareport.org. I'm Scott Schaefer.